I remember that one morning, while you spoke to me about the same virtue. He told me that because of lack of humility, I had committed many sins, and that if I had been more humble, I would have kept closer to him, and would have not done so much evil. He made me understand how ugly sin is, the affront that this miserable little worm had made to Jesus Christ, the horrendous ingratitude, the enormous wickedness, the harm that had come to my soul. I was so dismayed that I did not know what to do in order to repair. I did some mortifications. I asked for more from the confessor, but few were given to me. So they all seemed shadows to me, and I did nothing but think about my sins, though clinging more and more to him. I had such fear of moving away and of doing worse than before that I myself cannot express it. When I was with him, I did nothing but tell him of the pain I felt for having offended him. I kept asking for his forgiveness. I thanked him for having been so good to me. And I said to him from the heart, "See, O Lord, the time I have lost, while I could love you." So I was unable to say anything but the great evil I had done. And finally, one day, reprimanding me, he told me, "I do not want you to think about it. When a soul has humbled herself, convinced of having done wrong, and has cleansed her soul in the sacrament of confession, and is ready to die rather than offend me, it is an affront to my mercy. It is a hindrance to drawing her close to my love, because her mind is always trying to roll in the past mud. She also prevents me from letting her take flights toward heaven, because she is always with those ideas wrapped within herself, if she tries to think about it. And then, see, I no longer remember anything. I have perfectly forgotten about it. Do you see any rancor or shadow on my part?" And I said to him, "No, Lord, you are so good." But I felt my heart split with tenderness. "Well then, are you the one who wants to carry these things on?" And I, "No, no, I don't want to." And he, "Let us think about loving and contenting each other.